Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like the ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS.
Hello, you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And today is a very special show for a couple of reasons. One, CITR is celebrating its 85th anniversary this May, and so a number of programmers and the station as a whole are coming up with special programming for that and shows and all sorts of bells and whistles. And it's extra special today, right now, because I have a special guest in studio, Mr. Luke Meat.
Thank you, Duncan. And I just want to say I happen to be at the opening day 85 years ago.
That's why you're here.
you're kind of insulting me by not commenting on how great I sound for my age.
I mean, yeah, you look amazing for 85.
Thank you.
I wouldn't put you a day over 60.
There you go. We're going to have to wait another 10 years for that, buddy. And anywho, thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's really great.
I've always loved your show. And I mean, I don't think we've ever... I've sat in. I don't think I've ever been a guest, you know, like, I mean, considering I used to live at CITR for almost 10 years, that it was like, I was never a guest proper, but I just happened to be, you know, there.
Yeah, you're kind of like Cato Kalin of Dunkin' Donuts universe.
Wow. Yeah, I did live in the guest house, you know, like, now there's a dated reference for all you kids out there. A long time ago, there used to be this football. No, we're not going that far back, but 80, when did you get involved in CITR? I remember you being you were the work study, summer work study?
Yeah, so I did the work study or the work learn in 2000, I think, and then again in 2002.
My goodness. So I was really green then too, because I took over as music director April 1st, 2001.
Right.
And which, kind of was a, I was just thinking about this coming on the way up here, about what a weird time that was, thinking about it 22 years later or whatever. But like, this is kind of before the internet. It was like the kind of the last time that radio was like on the air and working with bands that, you know, they got, I mean, we had, you and I witnessed the New York explosion and all that kind of stuff. And, we should watch Meet Me in the Bathroom.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it yet, it'll take you back. But
I know you are such a diehard Moldy Peaches fan. It must have been really nice to see
dear.
All of that.
Oh, dear. I've learned in my later years, I've learned to not get upset about music that I dislike as much as I used to. Lo, those many years ago. So
it was a really fun time to be at a radio station and all that stuff coming up, and it still is. I started when, so I was hired by Linda Scholten, and I had been volunteering at Discorder.
As was I.
And you too. So we connect way back, because Linda was wrapping up, I think, 15 years at the station when we started.
This is true.
Yeah. And when you were music director here back then, we mostly got CDs back then. That was the stock and trade.
We did. It was like the vinyl explosion hadn't happened yet even. Like, it was rare that I got a nice 12x12 cardboard box in the mail. But at that time, though, I mean, oh boy, like... I was getting about maybe 150 to 200 CDs a week. And kind of expected, like, there were obvious choices back then. Like, I mean, because you were still dealing with promotions companies and stuff like that, for those of you telling you what to play or how to play it and stuff. But the first thing that put CITR over the edge is, I remember when White Blood Cells by the White Stripes got put out properly, and I'm air quoting on radio, so why am I doing that? but put out by V2, and they got handled by promotions companies. And I remember getting in, not trouble, but getting kind of grief by these millionaire companies by not charting the record, because I'm like, yeah, we played that record a year ago. We're done with that. Sorry. Yeah. And it almost kind of gave me this air of like, I'm going to listen to every single one of my DJs here at CITR, because they know what's going on more than, you know, any American promotions company. And I think that CITR was always kind of, it was always four steps ahead of anybody else, you know, and it was, I was honored to be a part of that movement. So. Yeah. Movement. Anyway, like,
oh,
just,
yeah,
just,
brother.
Just, yeah, all right. You know,
so at the top, let's just go back announce that song.
Yes. Dry Cleaning.
Yeah.
That was a promotional 7-inch that came with a purchase of their new album. But the single is called Don't Press Me. You and I saw them at the Rickshaw. Was it February?
January.
And holy moly, what an absolutely engaging live band. I was not expecting much, and I was definitely not expecting that. Next time they come, it's probably going to be at the Orpheum. But yeah. They were... Yeah, that's one of the best shows. Definitely one of the best shows I've seen this year. And so I've got you to thank for that, Doug.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, I think, you know, the default sort of knock against them is like, well, she's not really singing. It's all kind of samey.
Doesn't matter. Listen to what she's singing.
I know. And live, it just, like, it came alive for me. I mean, I like the records, but live, yeah. It was like...
And she's got the presence of, like, a Patti Smith meets Diamante Galas. It's like, she's very, very engaging. So, anyways.
Yeah. Excellent. Hmm. All right. You're going to be programming. I mean, I have a couple of songs just in case, but you've got 7-inches. We're doing this old school.
I was filing 7. This is a totally self-indulgent practice here, Doug. I've got no method to this madness at all. I was just refiling 7-inches, and then when you asked me to be on the show, and I was just like, okay, and then I grabbed a couple of samey things. There's a few things that tie in with CITR and stuff like that, but we're going to start off with a band that got released on a wonderful local label, and I'm sure is no stranger to CITR at all, Kingfisher Blues, which of course is run by Tim Chan, and we are... this band from Hamilton, Ontario, got my attention just simply because Tim was playing it at Neptune. And this is a band called Capital. A track called Weathered. Mm-hmm.
somersault. I'm getting on, better get off.
Right. Guided by Voices.
That is Guided by Voices.
What single was that?
That was, okay, it was the one, you know, it's that Guided by Voices single. the one that they put out.
Yes.
You know, like like one of the two that they have released. Of course, we're talking about a band that has put out over 100 records. That was on a split 7-inch, Guided by Voices and Cobra Verde, who literally were the same band. At this time, Bob Pollard, lead singer of Guided by Voices, disbanded his original group, hired Cobra Verde for 3 albums. That's one of them. That was Aimed Correctly and My Orange Jacket. And the reason why we played that, because we're talking about the history of CITR, is Guided by Voices are technically the only reason why I'm involved with CITR to begin with. Because, well, it was through Discorder magazine, actually, is it? And the ad rep at the time, Marin Hancock, better known as DJ Betty Ford.
Professor. Put some respect on that name.
I apologize, Marin.
Doctor
Marin Hancock, professor at the University of Birmingham, teaches feminist DJ culture. I was the resident DJ at the Brickyard on Tuesday nights. It was called Audio Horror Tuesdays. And Marin jumped up on the stage and said, "Would you like to interview Guided by Voices tomorrow?" Who at the time were my favorite band. And I just said, "I've never interviewed anyone in my life." And, I'd written a couple of blurbs about records and stuff like that, but I was not remotely involved with CITR in the least. And, I said, "Yeah. Sure. When is it?" She goes, "Tomorrow night. You got to be at the Starfish at 6:30. Now, I DJ till 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And I got home and I didn't have the first inkling. Now, remember, this is in 1999. This is not like really an instant Google thing and blah, blah, blah. And so I pulled out the Bible, the Trouser Press Record Guide, and the Spin Alternative Record Guide.
Spin Alternative Guide.
That
yes.
contains Jim Greer's review of Guided by Voices in it, who ironically became a member of the band for a while. But I got a couple of snippets there and then just kind of looked at it. I was like, nah, this is too generic interview. And so what I actually did was I had two videotapes of Nardwuar interviews. And these are kind of the compilation tapes that basically became what's on Welcome to My Castle, like the second
right.
DVD.
Yeah.
But I kind of got the idea of like, okay, they're from Dayton, you know, like I already knew the gossipy stuff. Like he had already fired the old band and this was the new band. I was interviewing them, but I was like, I don't want to talk about music. You know, I don't want to talk about their music. Like, let's talk about Dayton. Let's talk about their big sports guys. We talked about the Columbus Blue Jackets were a brand new team. But I always peppered in like really weird questions like, oh, Les Nessman, the character on WKRP, comes from Dayton, Ohio. He's won the Buckeye NewsHawk Award 5 times. Does that actually exist? You know, like yeah. just that kind of thing. And Bob was really put off, but entertained.
Right.
And my final question to him was, he's a huge White Album fan. He's cited that as his favorite album. And he cited like 8 million albums as his favorite albums. But at the time I said, I know you're a big White Album fan. Bob, why don't we do it in the road? It's my final question, Bob. Why don't we do it in the road? And without even blinking, he just said, why don't we do it in the road? And he goes, because no one would be watching us. And we're guided by voices. We want people to effing watch us. And I went, well, wow, that's the closing quote right there.
Yeah.
And then, so this actual single that I'm holding in my hand, I had on me. And a little later on, I got to see the soundtrack. And stuff. And then after they did that, I just asked Bob if he could scrawl on it and hand me over the jacket there. And he just wrote on it, hey, Luke. And then he took a pause and he just goes, well, I'm going to give you one of my favorite lyrics right now. And he writes, hey, Luke, softer tits will greet you, Robert Pollard. And that's a line from Dragons Awake, which is on the Do the Collapse album, which they were touring at the time. And that is a... that was actually a new song. And there's the ticket stub.
Nice.
July 28th, 1999. So that's when it began.
That's when it began. That's when it began.
There was Discorder. And then, yeah, that's all I got to say about that, Lieutenant Dan. What are we doing?
Let's listen to another song.
Let's listen to another song. Okay. Yeah. You said you hadn't heard this, and I'm surprised. This is probably my single of last year. I was at the flea market at Terminal City, the Red Barn, and I just happened to be at Josh's record booth, and I happened to be standing beside Mr. Jeffrey Genetic, lead singer of the Transmitters, and Jeffrey, you know,
right.
And we're both flipping through our respective piles, and Josh puts this 7-inch on, and Jeffy and I both pause.
Yeah.
Total high fidelity moment, right, you know, like
say,
just, we just kind of snap our heads up. Yeah. We just snap our heads up and it's like, what the hell is this? And speaking of the Beta Band, these guys are Glaswegian as well. This is the Neutrals with Geddy Borthwick Says.
Elizabeth Taylor, Geddy Borthwick swears that she's his next door neighbor. Geddy Borthwick is completely sure he played bass guitar for The Cure. Geddy Borthwick tells a lot of tall tales, hangs out with Tom Jones when he goes to Wales. Geddy Borthwick's not a total cretin, plugged in the moon, of that I'm certain. Geddy Borthwick talks a lot of shit, but he gets away with it. Geddy Borthwick says, Geddy Borthwick says, Geddy Borthwick says, Geddy Borthwick says. Fastest runner in Glasgow. Daddy says his dad's away,
working for the CIA. Gary stays home and looks after his mom. She sleeps all day to avoid the sun. Gary Borthwick's not a total cretin. Plugged into the moon, of that I'm certain. Gary Borthwick talks a lot of shit, and he gets away with it. Gary can't stand life at home, so he lives in a world of his own. Gary Borthwick talks a lot of shit, and we let him get away with it. Gary Borthwick says, Gary Borthwick says, Gary Borthwick says, Gary Borthwick says.
The 22nd edition of DOXA Documentary Film Festival returns May 4th to May 14th, 2023. Committed to cultivating curiosity and critical thought, DOXA will present both short and feature films from across Canada and around the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. This year, DOXA is once again returning to local theaters. The in-person festival will include live conversations with filmmakers as well as industry-specific events. The festival program will be announced soon. Visit doxafestival.ca for more information. MRG Live presents Men I Trust, live at the Orpheum on May 3rd. Don't miss the Montreal Dream Pop Band as they bring their untourable album to Vancouver's most beautiful venue. Men I Trust, live at the Orpheum on May 3rd. Limited tickets remaining.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
That's like did my cough
come on the air there?
I didn't hear it.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, no, good.
That's the oldest radio joke in the world. There's my cough button, and it's like, wow, how does it make you cough? That is actually a line from Frasier, I believe. That's Maren Hancock responsible for me being at CITR 101.9 FM. And this is Dunkin's Donuts.
Yeah.
And it's a little cloudy and 18 degrees. Do you do traffic? Or?
No, I don't have to do the traffic nor weather. Yeah, I'm pretty. I got an easy time slot that way. What did we just hear? That was very fun.
Oh my goodness, that was the Blues Magoos, mid to late '60s Bay Area psychedelic group. Two fantastic albums under their belt: Psychedelic Lollipop and Electric Comic Book. That was Got to Get Away. And I found this. Took me about an hour. I scoured about 8 boxes of 7 inches, and this is the only thing I managed to find that was remotely salvageable. But it was at the End of Time garage sale at Heritage Hall, and I have no stake in this claim or claim in this stake or whatever. But there's another one coming up, and they're really cool. I found a lot of weird things there when I was there last time. And,
perfect.
And that is, we were just kind of saying, that's developed by an old friend of CITR, Jana Herzig, who was the founder of Astro Satchel, the clothing and bag label. And she actually made the CITR executive bags. You have one, do you not?
I don't. I wasn't an executive.
You weren't on the executive then?
Not then, no.
I know Calero's got one. And I think Krista Min still has one
as
well.
They were legendary.
They were. They were awesome. They were one of a kind. And and you know, so was CITR for that matter. anyways.
So speaking about the good old days.
All right.
Of Astro Satchels and mountains of CDs.
Yes.
One thing that used to also traffic at CITR were faxes. We used to get a lot of faxes. Uh-huh. And so any kind of announcement that happened, the station manager's office would have a fax machine running and faxes would just be spitting out constantly. And I thought we could reminisce about something.
I totally know where you're going with this. And yes, you're not particularly talking about the faxes we used to get from a company named Live Nation by any chance, are you?
Yeah, it was Live Nation. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yes, Duncan and Duncan, we used to receive faxes from Live Nation. I wonder if do faxes even exist anymore? I don't know.
Mo and Anna probably know about faxes because I think the legal profession still has a lot of them.
But I received a fax announcing that on April 26th, 2006?
Thereabouts.
April 26th, 2006, my all-time favorite band who had reunited and were touring, Throbbing Gristle. I got a fax saying that Throbbing Gristle were playing the Commodore Ballroom, which normally would have been the greatest news I'd ever receive in my life. But the problem is that I had booked a trip to Germany while they were playing in Vancouver. And I was very, very, very freaking out.
That's heartbreaking.
I even phoned my partner and asked if we could rebook the trip. That was not happening at the least. I was not very pleasant to be around for a few hours. And then I get a phone call from Duncan McHugh in my office, and I actually answered the phone like, what? And you said, Luke, it's Duncan. And I said, what's up? And you go, what day is it today? And I said, Tuesday. And you go, no, what's the date? And it was April 1st. And I knew about your legendary previous April Fool's pranks and stuff like that. We won't get into that. But either way, I was taken. And it's still the greatest. It's still the greatest prank ever pulled on me. And I thank you. And I still have the facts, actually, too. So there you go.
Right. Well, I appreciate you being such a good sport about
it. Oh my goodness! How could I not?
And
the thought. I was more moved than anything else. I was more honored that I was actually considered, like, you know, gettable.
And I'm glad that we were able to unite afterwards appreciation.
Great segue, Duncan.
Speaking of which.
Oh, man. Have you been to radio school?
What song do you want to hear?
I guess we're going to have to hear United by Throbbing Gristle here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
All right. what did we just hear?
That's Syl Johnson. Thanks to the kind folks at Numero Group, the incredible reissue label. And holy moly, they put out whatever they damn well please. And they simply have a roster of they have a deep, deep, deep vault of soul and unknown artists. That one in particular, not Syl Johnson wasn't necessarily unknown, but he's not as well known as he should have been.
Heck yeah.
And that song, if you listen into the end there, obviously sampled by the Wu-Tang Clan off of their debut album, 36 members, I used to like to call it. But and then did we have something before that? We were listening to Throbbing Gristle, weren't we? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. There we go. All right.
Excellent pick. Yeah. And then we had Throbbing Gristle with United before that. So you, when you were at the station, you did training a lot.
I was going to ask about that. Is there a tour going on right now? Are they still at noon?
We just hit, there are tours at noon, but we've just hit the summer lull.
Oh yeah.
Lull.
That's the fire alarm still going off weekly? Or?
That was last week. This is like that spot between the end of term and the beginning of summer classes.
I recall it well.
Yes.
You remember the great asbestos cleanup of 2008. That was just wonderful, wasn't it?
When you were here, I remember a lot of PSAs coming out of your training sessions.
Public service
were really fun.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, never use
just for the just
it.
For the layperson out there. Yeah, that may not know what PSA stands for.
So I have a few of those still in my archives.
Oh, good.
And you cringed pretty hard when I played that station ID at the beginning.
that was the old. Well, we got to give credit where credit is due. That is from I did do that. I put together that PSA, and it still cracks me up. It's from the best show on WFMU, Tom Sharpling and John Worster. That skit is called The Music Expert, and it's still one of the greatest pieces of radio of
it
all time.
Excellent.
But unfortunately, it's got the sound of my voice at the end there. So, and I got a feeling you're going to make me listen
get used to it.
You're going to make me listen to more of it here.
All right.
Okay, what do you got?
So up first, in 2010, we put out a Pop Alliance compilation here with Mint Records, which is a great achievement. And so you very generously did a like KTEL record style promo.
Oh my God. I forgot about that one.
Yeah. Well, buckle up. Here we go.
Oh no.
Finally, the classic sounds of Vancouver's pop underground on one classic album. That's right, Mint Records and CITR 101.9 FM present The Pop Alliance Volume 2. Featuring classic tracks such as Hiding by My Friend Wallace, Slow Dance by Slam Dunk, Montana by Romok, I Could Shout by Fine Miss, Diana by Fanshawe, and the never-before-released Validation by the Apollo Ghosts.
Not too sweet when she stops it.
Also featuring demo versions of He'll Have to Go by No Kids and How I Came by Watermelon. Also tracks by Shane Turner Overdrive, Spring Break, and the soon-to-be classic Flatlands by Kellarissa. There will be live performances by all artists Thursday, February 24th at Scratch Records at the Inner Urban Gallery 1 East Hastings. And the album will be available for $19.99 while supplies last. Get yours now!
Waste.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
Waste.
Music Waste, Vancouver's other music festival since 1994. June 1st to 4th at venues all over downtown. Check out musicwaste.ca for more info.
Good times. Good times. And speaking of, it is coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, Music Waste is happening next month, the first weekend in June.
Holy.
Yeah, first to fourth.
Holy mackerel.
They have a pre-waste festivities happening, I think, this weekend, actually. There's a few bands playing to just get some money in the coffers.
I love the idea that it's outlived, like, we're talking maybe two generations of what it was built up to oppose.
Yes.
You know, I haven't heard the term Music West in a very, 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 very long time.
R.I.P.
But, I mean, last Music West event I attended, honestly, was a keynote speech at the Commodore Ballroom in the afternoon, and it was Gene Simmons with Matthew Good. And it was, know... And Gene was completely, of course, that's when Nardwar got the interview.
Okay. That's good.
We did it with Thor. He brought him up. I don't know if you remember that.
I do. They talk
about the horns. That interview predates the metal of Headbangers Journey, actually, where they talk about the horns and that as well, actually. Yeah. But Nardwar, the human serviette, yet again, 15 steps ahead of all of us. Yeah, indeedy.
All right, I have one last PSA to play.
I think I know which one this is.
Hey, Biff, how you doing?
Not too good.
What's up, man?
I came home today and there was blood everywhere.
What?
Yeah, there was blood on the floor.
Blood on the floor?
There was blood on the ceiling.
Oh, my God.
I know, and then there was blood on the wall.
What? Blood on the wall? Wicked!
Friday, May 5th, Sealed with a Kiss presents Blood on the Wall with Psychic Ills and the Anemones at the Media Club, 695 Canby Street. Doors at 8. Tickets at Scratch, Zulu, and Red Cat.
So, Biff, are you gonna call the cops or get a cleaning lady or something?
No, the blood really goes with the furniture.
Hmm.
All right, I was gonna play.
We need to address something in that PSA. First of all, I apologize, I'm a cleaning lady. Second of all, the Wicked. Very few people remember this, and Tim Blakely. Do you remember the series of Crispy Crunch candy bar commercials in the late 90s that took place in a record store?
No.
Okay, it starts with a needle hitting a record, and I'm not like Mandela affecting this, even though there's not a single video that exists on YouTube.
You checked.
There's a whole, but there was a series of these ads, and so it starts with a needle on a record store, and it's a guy sitting at a record booth. Another guy walks in, and there's a girl flipping through records. Guy walks in, it's like, evening, or howdy, Hal, and he's like, howdy, Stuart, and he's like, how's it going? He's like, can't complain. And he has a Crispy Crunch on his desk. And he goes, oh, Crispy Crunch, you mind if I have a bite? He's like, be my guest. And right after he says, be my guest, the girl sees a record and she goes, Wicked! And it's the girl from YTV that had the chipmunk voice. She was one of the PJs. I don't know if you remember that. People thought she had an alterated microphone, but her voice is naturally sounds like a
chipmunk. Yeah.
Anyone out there? This is too long, isn't it?
No. Okay. You're good.
all right. And so that's where that came from. I don't even know why that was so important. I just felt the need to clarify where Wicked came from. And if anybody out there has knowledge of the Crispy Crunch series commercials, please let me know. They got to be Canadian made. But either way, and then he goes, one guy takes a bite and says crispy, and the other one guy goes crunchy, and then it goes Crispy Crunch. It's a little different every time. And that there's a whole slew of them. There's one that's in like Japanese and stuff like that, but it's the same premise each app. But either
Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Nestle Corporation.
It is so not. This is complete retro. This is what is it called when you have to reference something for educational purposes?
I don't know.
It doesn't fall under fair use, but either way,
It's fallen into the public domain.
We just merely yap. We have no endorsement with the actual product.
All right, here is some Blood on the Wall. Let's listen.
Yeah!
you go to cry? Where do you go to scream? Where do you go to sing at the top of your lungs and play instruments and be free? You can join UBC Cry Club. UBC Cry Club provides instruments and a judgment-free zone for people to let loose and be free using music as therapy. UBC Cry Club meets at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays at the Fraser River Parkade. For more information, go to M01E on Instagram.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Una piedra dorada que guardaré está en los bosques oscuros que escondo yo. La gente me dice, no vivas así, pues hay en mi vida un mundo de sombra y luz. Quisiera antes que nada ser solo yo y hallarme piedras doradas que guardaré. Si todos me dicen, no seas así, a todo antepongo el fuego que siento en mí. Una piedra dorada que guardaré está en los bosques oscuros que escondo yo. La gente me dice, no vivas así, pues hay en mi vida un mundo de sombra y luz. Quisiera antes que nada ser solo yo y hallarme piedras doradas que guardaré. Si todos me dicen, no seas así, a todo antepongo el fuego que siento en mí.
All right.
All right.
Who did we just hear?
That was Los Dug Dugs, Mexico City's premier psychedelic rock group from 1971. And that is from a Mexican 7-inch from a soundtrack called Cinco de Chocolate y Uno de Fresa, starring Angelica Maria. It looks like I don't know much about it. It does look like kind of a psychedelic go-go kind of slapstick comedy a la, like, Sharon Tate flicks and stuff like that, you know. Yeah, very groovy. And Los Dug Dugs just played in Chicago last night. It's one of their first reunion shows. They played with Plastic Crime Wave Syndicate, dear friends of ours, back at my old radio show here at CITR, Stephen Krakow. He was an honored guest, one of the best record collections I've ever seen. And so shout out to Stephen and the whole Chicago underground scene out there.
Heck yeah.
Where is our waiter?
Our raider?
Our raider. Nah, it's not a good joke, is it?
Luke, we're coming to the end. Oh, happy Cinco de Mayo, by the
way. Tomorrow Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo, so that seems like an appropriate song.
Yeah.
Do you celebrate Star Wars Day? Is that something
It's one of my least favorite days of the year.
Amen.
My name is Luke. What do you think? What do you...
My mistake. I really wasn't thinking that through.
That's all right. I mean... You know, like, it's a pretty amazing name to have considering when I was born. So,
the timing was.
Well, I had three generations of having a name that was easy to, that was very easy to make fun of, if you will. But what can you do?
Sorry, my breathing is labored right now.
Oh, I see what you're doing there.
Anyways, anything? So we're wrapping up now. This hour has flown by.
It has flown by, but thank you for having me.
It has been a pleasure, a total pleasure. It's been really great having you here.
Great, and, literal trip down memory lane.
Yeah. If people want to, are you DJing at all these days?
I am a proud member of the Knights of the Turntable, and still play around town and stuff like that. We're actually having a meeting on the 15th, and we've been kind of discussing the idea of a possibility of a proper residency again. All this pandemic stuff, you know, people are wanting to go out, people want to come out, you know, and so things are opening up. So you haven't heard the last of us, that's for sure.
Yeah. Stork has wrapped up, but
we're finished. Possibly a digital release that hasn't been discussed yet, but
Great records that people can listen to on Bandcamp.
There you go.
If they want to hear the other side of Luke, the screaming version.
Yeah,
of Luke.
You know. All right. You know.
Thank you so much for your time
and
for your excellent selections. And we've got one song left. What do you want to play?
This is like the most valuable 7-inch I own. This is a one-sided 7-inch from the movie Ghost World promo Japanese-only edition picture disc with original artwork by Dan Klaus on
it.
But this is, it's Mohammed Rafi with Yanpei Chano, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो शाम जवां यूं ना चली जाए आती है शाम जवां यूं ना चली जाए फिर से ना आएगी या किसी के बुलाए फिर से ना आएगी या किसी के बुलाए फिर से ना आएगी या किसी के बुलाए जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो
बोलो तुम हो गए इशारे सीधी सीधी चोट हुई दिल पे हमारे सीधी सीधी चोट हुई दिल पे हमारे सीधी सीधी चोट हुई दिल पे हमारे जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख ना चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो
Hey folks, this month CITR is celebrating its 85th anniversary, and what you're about to hear is a piece of archival tape. Please note that any products, services, or events advertised in this tape are no longer available. Thanks for listening to CITR, and please enjoy whatever it is you're about to hear.
There you are, in your bath. What to do? What to do? Buffalo Tom, Betty Sirbert, and the Verlaines are gracing the town pump with their presence on Wednesday, the 20th of October.
They say I'm a
so dry yourself off and spin on down to the town pump on October 20th. Catch Buffalo Tom, Betty Sirbert, and the Verlaines. Another squeaky clean CITR presentation.